Where did the mother go? She was supposed to be here.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's abandoned him, hasn't she?
We'll confirm it. Let's see how he's doing.
So who was responsible for this? The Department of Love and Peace? The Bureau of Happiness Management? Or maybe it was just a bunch of the guys in their spare time?
I actually found out.
What?
It was the Soul Patrol.
What?
In the 1800s.
Oh.
The previous members of the patrol thought it was, and I quote, a suitable and just punishment that... Wait a minute. The rest is in my crystal ball. For a man wanting others to believe that enslavement would eventually bring them freedom.
How correct. Sounds like a case we'd write up today. In a rush.
I could check that. Ah! Oh.
So how's my mandate?
Karma? You mean like good luck?
It can be good or bad, but we need some... A lot, actually. And soon.
All I got is a bunch of dogs. And they can't have any good luck. Otherwise, they wouldn't have ended up in the pound.
I know you got something. What is it? It sounds like...
Every dog on the planet has some karma. You just have to find one that has a lot and know how to get it out.
Oh, look at this little cute guy. And I thought being assigned to a bowling alley was bad.
Still, I wouldn't trade my job for anything in the world, for the few that I can save.
Ah, me too.
Include me.
But Holly, would you still like to pass judgment on Darlene's boss here?
I said I liked my job, not yours.
Well.
There, how about that one?
He looks nice, but does he have a lot of luck?
Yeah, bad and good. He got in and now he's getting out.
Can we keep him?
Well, let's see how he works out first.
What are we going to call him?
Here, Karma. Good boy. Good Karma. Back this way, boy. Hey, Holly, how much longer do we have to keep doing this? Here, Karma. Good boy.
The more Karma passes by him, the more good luck he'll have.
Karma! Back here, boy. Good Karma.
Actually, just a few more times, that should be enough.
Here, Karma. Good Karma.
That's good, because I don't know how much longer we're going to get away with this before Karma's discovered.
Now, come on, come on. Back here, boy.
Say, Billy.
Yeah?
Here, Karma. Good Karma.
Aren't you afraid that we might be making a mistake, just like our predecessors did?
Oh, absolutely. But what should you do? I mean, nothing. We gotta try. Come on. Come on, Becky. Good boy.
This poor soul. I hope we never interfere with you again.
Here, here. But isn't there one other person we need to visit?
All right, Mathura.
Since everyone knows and approves...
of wanting happy stories.
Wanting positive role models.
Without bad examples.
At any price.
And since everyone else is doing
it... We just thought...
that we might share with you...
our idea.
Of a happy story.
With a positive role model.
But there's one point...
that you may not like.
It happens to be true.
No home, no freedom,
and no family.
No freedom, no power, no freedom, no home.
What'd you say?
Is that baby going to be up for adoption?
For you? Yes. But why?
I had a dream, but now I want to make it real.
Congratulations, Billy.
Well, thanks to you. What's it saying?
Excuse me, I should have said, congratulations, boss.
Episode starred
Joe Kennedy as Billy St. Kilda,
Hazel O'Connor as Holly Violet,
Skip Hopkins as the nurse,
Raphael J. Noble as Lester R. Washington,
Muriel Whitaker as Mathula Wantanawanabe,
and with
Jonathan Breaux, a voice.
Eric Burr as Chuck.
Kurt Harding as the pastor.
Susan Hart as Darlene.
Keith Holloman, a voice in the crowd and a slave.
Lawrence Hubbard as the husband and another voice in the crowd.
Tracy Puri Cornishburg
as Bessie.
Harry Sabin as the bartender.
And Peter Beckman was your narrator.
Tatiana Swan was the production assistant.
Alex King was the casting director and associate producer.
Music was composed by Franz Liszt and was adapted and sequenced by John C. Graves.
The production was recorded and mixed at Command Post.
This series and this story was created, produced, and copyrighted 2000 by David Konigsberg. This work cannot be posted, broadcast, or transferred in part or in whole without the expressed written permission of David Konigsberg.
This has been a Cosmic Forces presentation, darling.